Up here I have, I brought 50 copies, which clearly isn't enough, a printout of the presentation. So if you want, why don't you come up and grab one now? Oh, yeah, by the end of the presentation I'll show you here. This presentation is already posted on the internet. Okay, the fifth issue here. Let's talk about just some basics, how to configure a firewall for NAT. Because NAT is usually done through a firewall. You know, if someone's going to go through the trouble of writing, designing, coding a firewall, adding NAT is fairly easy. So you should get them as a bundle. I know that Checkpoint Firewall 1, you get NAT with it for free, as they say. And Cisco PIX has NAT also. The question is, what about the cheap personal hardware firewalls like Linksys and D-Link? They're great. You know, hey, for $300, geez, you can't go wrong. It's not perfect. You can't do all sorts of crazy configuration stuff. You know, you can't get Microsoft NetMeeting to go through it or something. But, man, I strongly recommend everybody have a personal firewall of some sort if you're going to connect to the Internet. And D-Link or Linksys, these guys, you know, out of Taiwan that make great stuff, really inexpensive, it works. I got a couple of them at home. I'm sorry, like, what about Black Ice? Black Ice, I think Steve Gibson's website, I think he definitively proves it's worthless. So go with something, in his opinion, go with something else. Zone Alarm is very good. Yes. Do what? Do hardware firewalls and NAT boxes like the D-Link or the Linksys, do they add much network overhead? I think you're really asking, do they add much latency? No. Undetectable. Milliseconds. Not a problem. It's in hardware. It's a, you know, it's an ASIC. It's... The announcement is that many of those boxes have NAT only and do not have firewall. You're saying the Netgear in particular does have firewall? Okay, the Netgear box includes some rules-based firewall technology from SonicWall. One of the ones I use is a D-Link box that also provides my wireless, my 802.11b Wi-Fi connection. It is a wireless node and NAT box and firewall with rules together for, I don't know, $230, something like that. Whatever, the price is falling, you can't go wrong. You know, get one that has firewall and NAT. Other questions? The question is, am I going to address circumvention of NAT device? No. This is designed for newbies. This is a tutorial so that the goal is that at the end of this you have more confidence and information about setting up NAT rather than confidence and information about cracking it. That's the next hour. We're meeting at a bar downtown. So, I hate to be so simplistic here to say that, you know, in order to configure NAT on your firewall, the first step should be document your network. But, it's awfully important to do that. If you don't know what you have, you don't know where you're going. And it's sometimes a lot of work to really figure out what you've got. You know, I use what I call the pre-beta version of Visio 0.9, which is a piece of 8.5 by 11 paper and a pencil, and I draw and I make the diagram, and I draw in my, you know, I draw in all my subnets and everything, and it works just fine. I got to tell you, it's actually more complex than you think to really sit down and diagram what you've got. You have to be really clear. You have to know what are your IP subnets here. You know, what are the default gateways? What are the subnet masks? You know, and you got to learn all that technology. You know, you have to learn all that terminology. You know, 255.255.255.248. What does that mean? Got to figure that out. So, That's the first part, document your network. Number two, make a plan. Figure out where you want to be. If you're going to be instituting NAT for the first time, there's actually some substantial changes you need to make to your network. You're changing all of your internal IP addresses. One of the technical things we've got to talk about here is ARP issues. Just briefly, ARP is a Layer 3, Layer 2 protocol called Address Resolution Protocol. This is how you convert Layer 3 addresses into Ethernet addresses. Think of it as a vending machine. You put in a Layer 3 address, and what you get out is a Layer 2 address. If somebody's on your local area network and you want to talk to them through Ethernet, because that's how you talk to somebody on your LAN, and you know their IP address but not their Ethernet address, you send out an ARP broadcast. You say, yo, anybody out there on this IP address? And whoever has it answers back and gives you his Ethernet address. Whatever, we're going to talk about ARP here in a minute, but it's a technical detail you need to know. It's sort of one of the few things we need to talk about down at Layer 2. Also, we have to talk about routing issues, because if you're changing all of your IP addresses, well, clearly you have to change all your routing setups. Also, there's a special thing you have to worry about here. Your firewall is a router first and has a bad attitude second, right? That's what a firewall is. It's a router first with an added bad attitude. And when you're setting up your router, when you're setting up your firewall, let's say if you're doing Checkpoint Firewall 1, you know, and it sits on top of a Solaris box or an NT box, you know, you want to get your NT box up and running first and make sure you can route through it first before you add the firewall and start dropping packets. So keep that in mind. You know, a firewall is just a router with some advanced, sophisticated access control lists and similar types of things. So it's an interesting question. If a packet is coming into your network, and it needs to be NATed, say static mode, and while it's in that NAT box, its to address for IP, it gets changed, right? It gets changed from the virtual public IP address into the private one. Well, that brings up an interesting question about routing, because, you know, where you route a packet is based entirely upon what is the to address of that packet. So now you have a packet whose address, you know, its mailing address is changing. So there's issues we have to go over here. We have to talk about, you know, exactly how do you handle that? How do you route a packet whose address is changing dynamically on you? Do you route it to the public one? Do you route it to the private one? Do you route first and NAT second? Do you NAT first? Whatever. We'll talk about that.